It is Breakfast Club morning this morning. Let's move down to Ponderosa here in Portland as John Boggs has some special guests with him this morning. John?
Hi, Rob. We've got with us this morning Megan Wendell and Kate Judy of the Harvest Jubilee Committee. But I just told them a few minutes ago something they didn't know. They told me that this is the 107th Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee. And I told them that Fort Recovery had to do 65 of these without WPGW's P.G. Jellison. P.G. Was asked in 1980 to help on the Jubilee, and he has been on the committee ever since, all 32 years. So, yeah,
that's what he said.
Yep, he was pretty insistent that I get you guys on the air today, too. So, so welcome, ladies.
Thanks.
Tell us, the Jubilee, of course, has been going on for quite some time, but there's just so many events over 4 days. Why don't we go down through the 4 days of the Jubilee and kind of highlight what's going on? So let's start with you, Megan.
Good. Well, tonight, starting off, we do have the softball tournament, which does go on till Saturday. Then we also have a movie to bring the kids out to. Uh-huh. Mr. Popper's Penguins. Then at 10 tonight, we have live music by Almost Brothers.
Okay. Kate, what's going on tomorrow?
On Friday, the softball tournament continues. The pie baking contest will happen at 7 o'clock, and then there's go-kart races at 7:30, along with our quarter auction. That'll start at 8 o'clock.
Tell us about the quarter auction.
The quarter auction, basically, you buy a paddle, and if you want to bid on an item that they have there, you put a quarter in the pot. Uh-huh. And if they pull a number then, and if your number matches what's on your paddle, then you win that prize.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like an auction raffle.
Yep, kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind
of
neat.
I've never heard of a quarter auction before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Been very sheltered.
Usually they differ things in prices. Like sometimes it's one quarter, you know, the item's worth one quarter, so you put in one quarter. Sometimes it's two quarters, just depending on what the value of the item is.
Okay.
Yep.
I imagine there's very vigorous bidding on some of those things then.
Yeah, there can be, yes.
Okay. And then from 8 to 10:30 is the big event.
Yep. Yes. Duck races.
Duck races. Tell us about the duck races. I've never been to a duck race.
The committee walks around and they take bids on which duck you think is going to win the race. And then when time starts, they uncover the ducks, and whoever's duck makes it, you know, to the end of the line first, they win.
How big is the course? How long?
Maybe not real long. They're little baby ducks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes it more endearing.
So maybe 8 foot, maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah. A little further it's got to go.
Well, I've got to believe that generates a lot of people, a lot of interest, and a lot of crowds.
It does.
How can you get all those people around an 8 foot track?
The track is up high.
Oh, okay.
They have it, I don't know, on a block of wood, but it's just up high, and there is bleachers. You're able to see it.
Okay.
From far away, even.
Yep. We got it out in the middle of some tents, so it's not like we're inside somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then you have a concert on Friday night, and who's that?
Grove Hill.
Are they a local group?
I'm not sure where they come out of.
It's around Mississinewall,
yeah,
okay. Ohio area.
Uh-huh.
Pretty local to Fort Recovery. But they've been coming for the past 3-4 years, I think it is, and
wonderful.
Get a good crowd.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, what we have going?
Well, to start off the morning, we have a volleyball tournament. This is only the third year for it, so still need some teams if anybody's interested. Okay. Then we have the Cooper Farms Kitty Day, which you have the kitty stands going on and rides, but... Uh-huh. And the amazing circus stilt walkers. And new this year, we have aerial acrobats and living statues. And the guy was saying on the aerial acrobats, they're up 18 feet high, but they will even take some kids up 18 inches high to kind of give them a feel
uh-huh.
of what it is like. And we have the pet parade for the kitty day as well.
The pet parade is what, 1 o'clock? Where's that at?
It's at the headquarters stand. You register, and they just kind of parade the pets around that area
okay.
and then have... judges there to vote for the best.
Uh-huh.
And new this year, starting at noon, we have the motorcycle poker run.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this is something big that can continue on.
Seems like the weather's going to be nice this year, so hopefully that won't deter anybody from coming out for that.
Well, earlier this week, Rob reported on the weather, and he said there's not even a partly and sunny this week. It's sunny all week long,
great.
So you'll have wonderful weather.
Yeah, but it seems like usually during the Jubilee, yes. That doesn't matter. The rain comes sometime.
Yes.
Okay, and then the big thing Saturday night is that the rib cook-off or the tractor pull?
Both.
Both, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Phil Woods there with his artwork. Where do you display the art?
He'll have it out there Saturday night, and we usually auction it off right by the duck races because it's right before one of the duck races. So
I see.
The crowd's there already bidding on ducks.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then you end with another concert with my sister Sarah, and then you come to Sunday. And Sunday, it seems like there's more going on Sunday than about any other day.
It's a busy day.
Tell us about that, Kate.
Well, the car show starts at 9 o'clock and goes all day. Plus, we have the famous Fireman's Parade, starts at 2 o'clock, so that'll take up a large portion of the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then at 3:30, we have a Flags of America presentation where they're going to present 33 historical American flags for everybody for everybody to see.
Uh-huh.
And more duck races. There's music that day by FX or Unplugged. And then there's Challenger Baseball that goes on at 5 o'clock.
Okay, and then you end up with the Jubilee Raffle, which is always a big,
yep,
big
and
thing.
Yep, and the 50-50 drawing, too, which was huge last year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, it seems like there's a bunch going on. I know a lot of people worked on this. We're going to go back to the station here for just a few minutes, pay a few bills, and when we come back, let's let's talk about who all your committee members are, who did all this work, and give some credit to some of your sponsors.
Sounds good.
Okay.
But first, let's go back to Rob.
All right.